From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Kevin McAleese. US officials are increasingly certain North Korea has successfully test-launched an intercontinental ballistic missile. The US has reacted by requesting an emergency meeting of the United Nations Security Council this week. Our Washington correspondent Priscilla Huff has an update.
As the data continues to be analyzed, more experts are convinced, due to the height achieved by the North Korean launch, the missile tested was an intercontinental ballistic missile. Two U.S. officials confirmed to NBC News that's exactly the conclusion they've now reached. And that changes the equation because that means a North Korean missile could reach the American state of Alaska, although it is thought they have yet to achieve the miniaturization of a nuclear weapon. The launch was apparently timed to the American Independence Day holiday. The White House issued a plain statement that the president had been briefed, but in a tweet, U.S. President Donald Trump wondered if Kim Jong-un has anything better to do. This is Priscilla Huff reporting from Washington.
Donald Trump and Russia's President Vladimir Putin will hold bilateral talks at the upcoming G20 summit in Germany this week. The White House has yet to say what will be on the president's agenda for Friday's sit-down, but some U.S. officials have already hinted that Russia's alleged meddling in the last U.S. election is unlikely to feature. Ahead of Friday's face-to-face, Trump's national security adviser said it's up to the president to decide what's discussed. However, the long-running Syrian conflict, which involves both the US and Russian military, Russia's annexation of Crimea, and the latest missile launch from North Korea could all be on the agenda. Northern Ireland has failed to agree a power-sharing deal, with another deadline missed. An agreement had been expected last Thursday, which was then extended to Tuesday. But it's unlikely that talks could continue for months. FSN's UK correspondent Natalie Powell reports.
The Northern Ireland Secretary, James Brokenshire, says progress has been made between Northern Ireland's DUP and Sinn Féin parties and that a power-sharing deal remains achievable. However, with no agreement on the table, it could take months before a power-sharing deal in Northern Ireland is reached, which could force the British government to step in to pass a budget. Sinn Féin said not reaching an agreement had been a monumental failure by UK Prime Minister Theresa May, adding it was a consequence of the DUP party supporting her minority government. However, the DUP's leader said the two parties would continue to work towards a deal over the coming months.
US-backed Syrian fighters have breached the wall around Raqqa's old city as they attempt to recapture the area from the so-called Islamic State. After months of pressure and supported by US airstrikes, the Syrian Democratic Forces managed to advance through the historic Rafika Wall. ISIS captured Raqqa in 2014, proclaiming it the capital of a caliphate. US military estimates 2,500 IS militants are still in the city and over 100,000 people trapped by the fighting. From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi is in Israel to meet with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. This is the first time that an Indian Prime Minister has made a bilateral visit to the country. PM Netanyahu himself has called Modi's visit historic. Our India correspondent Neha Punia reports.
India has much to gain from Prime Minister Modi's Israel outreach. New Delhi is one of the largest buyers of Israeli military equipment. Earlier this year, a $2 billion deal for a missile defense system was finalized. But apart from defense ties, business and trade will also be in focus when Prime Minister Modi meets Benjamin Netanyahu. India is keen to attract Israeli businesses to manufacture in India. Deals on cleaning the river Ganges, sharing technology on agriculture and water conservation are expected to be signed. There is also talk of Israel setting up a $40 million industrial research and development fund in India. Neha Punia, New Delhi.
The French President Emmanuel Macron has announced plans to cut the number of members of Parliament by a third. He proposed the overhaul in a rare speech to both Houses of Parliament. Our Europe correspondent Elena Cassas reports from Brussels.
Macron plans to act quickly after parliamentary elections gave him a sweeping majority by cutting the number of lawmakers by a third, limiting the number of terms they can serve, and introducing a dose of proportionality to the electoral system. He said that if Parliament doesn't pass the changes within a year, he'll put them to a referendum. He also promised to end France's two-year state of emergency in the autumn, but he plans to permanently extend many of the extra powers it gives the police with a new law. Elena Cassas, Brussels.
And of course, for all the latest updates on these stories and breaking news around the world, follow our team of international reporters on Twitter at Feature Story and find us on Facebook as well. And that's the latest Feature Story news. Kevin McAleese reporting.